Okay.
So, hello, my name is Kirsty Styles. I'm here with MD and co-founder Casper my name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Casper Tiquier, who is MD and co-founder of Zappar, augmented reality company. Hello, Casper.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, all good. All good, thank you.
Good. So, do you want to tell me a little bit about Zappar?
Yeah, sure. Zappar is a new company. We're about 2 years old. As you say, we're a specialist in augmented reality and specifically AR-enabled products and entertainment experiences.
Okie doke. And you were over at the Apple Store on Regent Street at the weekend. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what you talked about there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's I guess our second sort of meet the developers session at the Apple Store. We did one last year, and this was almost a follow up to talk to people interested in this area about sort of, I guess, where AR has been over the last year and where it's going in the future.
Okay, so I suppose then I have to ask you. Sometimes AR is talked about as a bit of a gimmick, and so do you have any current projects, any well-known brands that you're working with that are taking it seriously?
Yeah, look, and I'd say that's a fair criticism to be levelled at it, probably because of what people have experienced to date. I think, you know, that we still need to prove to people that AR is something that's here to stay and something that's more than a gimmick. We do work with a lot of different brands and licensed products, properties really, because of the products we do. So we do a lot of work in apparel, for instance. So we work with the likes of Disney and Marvel and Activision on Skylanders and Hasbro on Transformers and, you know, and Girls and Hello Kitty. Mosh Monsters, which is releasing some stuff in George, which also has Sonic the Hedgehog. So, you know, a range of licensed brands and product experiences.
And what kind of applications are you using AR for? What kind of experiences?
Well, I think, we describe everything as being bite-sized entertainment. You know, clearly the important thing about the experience itself is that it's got to surprise and delight people. You know, people are going to go to the effort to download an app, even though it's free, and point their phone and zap something, then you've got to make sure that that experience is rewarding at the end. So the type of experiences we tend to do either have a form of interactivity, a little game, for instance. It might have a social element, the ability to take characters from the t-shirts and pose with them or take little videos. Or they might show little sort of video clips or sound, whatever it might be. So these sort of bite-sized sort of gifts in a way that come with purchases that just add a bit of fun to people's lives.
Okay, that sounds cool. And so you said zap there. That's your action word for when people use the augmented reality. We are perhaps familiar with a company, more familiar with a company called Blipper, who blip things. And I was just wondering whether you think. They appear to be getting more attention. Do you think there's a reason for that? Are they an older company than you? And are they the people who you see as your main competitors?
I think Blipper are a slightly newer company than us. We certainly had the app out prior to them. I think we're quite different in many ways. Blipper really concentrates on sort of marketing and advertising space and maybe packaging, whereas we very much start with AR-enabled products and then do certain brand experiences where, you know, that brand has a link to some form of entertainment. So, for instance, we just done some work with Sony Music on the launch of the One Direction album, etc. I think we've just coexist in different spaces. The work that Blipper does is very good. I think their technology is good. You know, it's a big sector. We both need to sort of help each other really build the sector and educate people about what AR is, you know, to make sure there isn't confusion with it being about QR codes and what augmented reality can do and what the benefit is. You know, I mean, AR is not new tech. It's been around for for 40 odd years. But no one's ever thought about what the consumer benefit should be. So, yeah, I don't think we necessarily cross over too much. But you know, I think it's good to have another player in the market that's seen to do some groundbreaking work.
Sure. And so, do you have any kind of engagement stats on how well zapped your campaigns are?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a data dashboard that sits behind Zapper that means that we can monitor all the different experiences and therefore understand exactly what content seems to work well or otherwise. You know, again, we kind of work in a slightly different space because of the product stuff that we do. It's very interesting to understand how, say, you know, shirts might work, and a lot of that depends on the nature of the graphic as well as the nature of the experience. And
I see.
Let's be into more. So, I think taking a retailer perspective on it sort of does give a slightly different angle to how you look at it.
Yeah.
That's the one direction piece. I mean, I think certainly what we're seeing is that if you get the right occasion to the right audience with the right content, you can have, you know, very, very strong results. So, I mean, the thing we did was for the picture book that comes with their limited edition set. You know, within the last 2 weeks, we've already seen that, you know, the video that was done with One Direction has had over 500,000 views. We've had over 250,000 zaps.
Wow.
So I think AR becomes a very relevant platform for people to use.
Okay, and so what's coming up for 2013 for Zapper and for augmented reality?
Oh, gosh, there's lots of stuff. I mean, we're sort of moving into quite a number of different product areas. Again, you know, a lot of our work tends to be in different countries around the world. The US is probably our biggest market, actually. Second. So certainly more in apparel. We've got some new range of caps and hats that are coming out. We're doing work within puzzles, more work within publishing, but also stickers and in these other sort of areas, other accessories. We've also got release of some phone cases that are just coming out, some early stuff and some licensed. So product areas, and then we've also got some interesting kind of partnerships and tie-ups again across different entertainment sectors, so in music and gaming, and indeed some sort of charity work that we'll be doing as well. So lots of different things. Got a few kind of obviously new platform initiatives that I can't really talk too much about, but there's going to be two quite sort of major launches that we've got going on, more at the end of quarter two, quarter three next year.
Right. Okay.
I mean, the nice thing is, I mean, I'd almost say that 2012 has been a great year to begin to just open the door to sort of the mass market in terms of, you know, their first engagement and education of what that is and what augmented reality is. But I think next year is kind of a fantastic year. So looking forward to it.
Okay, that sounds excellent. So 2013, the year of augmented reality.
I think so, yeah. I think it will be. Well, do you know what? If it's not, then we all need to worry.
Okay, perfect, Casper. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. And we will look forward to hearing about these platform developments that you've alluded to for the middle of next year.